This is one of the most famous and beautiful of the prayers of Queen Kunti. It's one of the first Bhagavatam verses that I learned. It's one of the first Bhagavatam verses that I learned because it's very attractive. It describes pure devotional service. Pure devotional service, that the pure devotee wants that his, or in this case of Kunti Devi, her attention will always flow towards the lotus feet of Krishna. As Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport, it's not necessary that we have to change everything in the world or attempt to do so to take up bhakti. But we have to change our, as Prabhupada writes here, our objective, our aim. Affection is there. That is part of life. But the object of our affection and the objective of our affection should be changed. In this material world, the objects of our affection are, as Kunti Devi has said in the previous verse, family members. But the object of our affection should be Krishna. And the objective of our affection is sense gratification. But the objective of our love for Krishna should be simply to love and serve Him without any... So of course there will be some change in our life when we take up Krishna consciousness, even in the external factors. It is often alarming to the objects of our affection, our family members, because there is there a change of activities. There are many, many cases of people who were drinking and smoking and doing so many bad things, who stopped all these things when they took to bhakti. And taking to bhakti means hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, and so on. And that is described in the next verse. Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti abhikshnasha smaranti nandanti tavehitang janaha ta eva pashyanta chirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramang padam bhujam. You like to read that? Yeah, it's the next verse after this. No, actually it comes after. The next verse after is this is Sri Krishna, Krishna Saka, Vrishni, Vrishabhanavi, Drug. No, it's not that verse. It's before this. It's before this. So there will be a difference in life for one who takes up bhakti. And often we find that people who take up bhakti, previously when they were smoking, drinking, doing so many bad things, their family members never complained. But then when they take up bhakti, their family members become very disturbed. People are mostly concerned with other people's criticism. So in a society where smoking and drinking is normal, then people don't mind. Yes, you can do all your smoking, drinking, eating meat, and all different, staying up all night, going to... You can do all these things because no one will complain. But if someone starts leading a very pure life, fully focusing on Krishna, then being afraid of public censure, the family members will complain. There was a few years ago, one of our devotees, young man, he joined the temple. And as usually happens when the young man joins the temple, the mother becomes extremely sick, and the only cure is if her boy comes home and she can see him. And then she just says, "I just want him to stay at home. I just want to see him, that's all. I can't live without seeing him." So the boy is from Chennai, and then he got a well-paying job in Bangalore, and she was very happy. Go to Bangalore, and doesn't matter if I can't see you, but I'll see the money you send, so I'll be very happy for that. I think I can tolerate not seeing you. I can just about tolerate. So this family affection was exposed as being a hoax. That example is given there in Srimad Bhagavatam, that when a man becomes old, he's treated like an old, worn-out ox. As long as an ox is able to work, he's looked after very carefully. But when he's old and can no longer work, then they don't care whether he's properly fed or whatever. That example is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, times have changed, and nowadays the old ox is just sold for slaughter. So that example is there, as long as a man is working and earning money, then everyone respects him and looks after him nicely. But when he becomes old and they can know, he's no longer can contribute to others' sense gratification, then they don't accord him the same respect. They sit him in one corner and treat him like an old, worn-out ox. Nowadays, it's very common, young girls, when they're getting married, they give some condition that I'll marry on the condition that we don't live with your parents. I don't want to look after your old parents. When she gives birth and then there's the child is there and so much problem to look after, then they'll call the mother, her mother, to look after the child. Otherwise, they don't care. So this family affection, it's simply a hoax. Now, of course, Kunti Devi's family, they're all pure devotees. Very great devotees. Pandavas are very famous, great devotees. But still, she felt as if her affection was on the bodily platform. One of my godbrothers is traveling around and preaching. He's an older man, his children are grown up, but he's still going with his wife. And so I'm asking, people say, well, now you're a preacher and guru, and then why your wife is there? Oh, she's a pure devotee. Maybe pure devotee, but your relationship to her is a mundane relationship, you became related to her in a mundane way, not in a devotional way. And even if the relationship is completely pure, still for those who are entrapped by mundane family relationship, that will set. Then they'll all say, "Oh, we're all pure devotees," and no one will ever give up this family attachment. Of course, it is not beyond the scope of Krishna consciousness that in old age, husband and wife continue living together in Krishna consciousness. But the danger is there that yang vapi swaram bhavam tyajyam deva kalevarang tang tam evaiti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavitaha. Whatever one thinks of at the time of death, one will attain a body according to that. So if one thinks of one's spouse in a mundane way, then one will have to take birth again in this material world. Srila Prabhupada said that was one good thing about Western society, is that there's no family attachment. No family attachment, not because they're spiritually advanced, but because they're like animals, like cats and dogs. Cats and dogs, they simply, they'll impregnate the she animal and then they'll leave. You don't find cats and dogs living in families. So that's not actually very good, because in this way the whole society is completely disturbed. There's no family life. Family life is required to maintain stability in society and transmit spiritual culture generation to generation. But at the same time, it's a cause of very strong material attachment, which binds us in this material world. So the Western people are not attached to family life. That's a very broad statement. It's not 100% true in all cases. But that they're not attached to family life doesn't mean that they're not attached to sex life. They're like the dogs who want sex, but they don't want the family responsibility. So the point here, I'm saying this because this is the subject of the previous verse, and in this purport also Prabhupada discusses these points. The real point is that we should become fully attached to Krishna. But as long as we are attached to anything in this material world, we cannot be fully attached to Krishna. It can be very difficult to give up our material attachments. Someone told me in Mayapur, so many of the brahmacharis, they're following the cricket games. And why do you live in Mayapur? And actually they're polluting the atmosphere, because even the boys who grew up in the Gurukul, who never were in that atmosphere, they're also interested. So it shows that it's difficult to give up that attachment. When I was in Salem, I learned that some of the devotees there, their national football team had been defeated in the World Cup. So I asked him, how do you know? He said, well, we got an email from our country. The devotees wrote and told us. So I asked them to find out the date and the place of the World Cup final, because I have to go to Europe soon and I want to make sure that that madness is all finished before I go there. Because it can be dangerous. They're actually, you know, they're like wild animals, these football fans. It can be dangerous. They're like, you know, crazy men, these football fans. So we should know that the purpose of life is simply to develop our love for Krishna. This process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us through Rupa Goswami, through the parampara, this is meant for developing our love for Krishna. So it's very important that we all come together in the morning and discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. There may not be many devotees present. Doesn't matter, we should discuss about Krishna. And in the evening, come together again and all day engage in the service of Krishna. And when you get some extra time, you read these books, try and learn some shlokas. You can go and see our professor. He's teaching the brahmacharis shlokas. Learning shlokas is very helpful to absorb our mind in Krishna, because these are pure spiritual sounds. Tvai menanya vishayam atirmatu pate sakrit ratimudvahata dadha gange vogam udanvati. Just hearing it sounds very beautiful and purifying, isn't it? And then when we consider what is the purport, that is also so inspiring to us. And there's a shloka for every situation. If you see the moon rising, then immediately you can think, there are so many verses about the moon. Rasuham apsekontaya prapasmi. What's the next word? Shashi. Shashi means, yeah, the moon. So we can remember that Krishna is the light of the moon. Shashi, yeah. There's Shashi means who's got the figure of a hare. Hare, H-A-R-E. Because if you look at the moon, it looks like there's a hare in the moon. So when you see a river, then you can remember the Yamuna. When you see this kind of river, you can remember the river of hell described in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's described in the Bhagavatam. There's a river full of stool and pus and blood. And you go, you have to live in that, and then the insects, they eat you. So in this way, wherever we go, whatever we see, whatever we think of, that can be in relationship with Krishna by studying and becoming absorbed in Shastra. So that is the life of a brahmachari. Kunti Devi's instructions are very valuable for brahmacharis. Brahmacharis, they don't associate with women, but you should associate with Kunti Devi. That's what I said. That's what I'm saying. You don't associate with women, but if you can get the association of Kunti, Draupadi, Rukmini, these are very greatest devotees. Actually, brahmacharis should always think of women. They should think of Radha and the gopis and Rukmini and how they can serve Krishna. That's the only way you can be a good brahmachari. Always think of women. By the mercy of Radha, we can get free from all badha. If we don't worship Radha, then that will be badha. So we worship Radha together with Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. So the sum and substance of Kunti Devi's prayers is to give up material relationships and develop the purely spiritual relationships in relationship to Krishna and his devotees. Factually, Kunti is in that position, because even from the relationship point of view, Krishna is her relation. How is Kunti related to Krishna? Yeah, how is that? It means the sister of your father or your mother. But in Indian languages, they have different words. They have mama and kaka, divides between the female and the male sign. I don't know what it is in Tamil. So you should from the Indian word you should immediately understand what is the relationship. Is it? They said the word. What's the Tamil word? It means the sister of the father. Yeah. So Vasudev's sister is Kunti Devi. Then how many wives did Vasudev have? Now you have to read the Bhagavatam. It comes up in the 9th canto. There are 9 sisters of Devaka. The first one was called Devaki. And they all become wives of Vasudev. Yeah, 9 sisters. They all became wives of Vasudev. Yeah. There's one, apart from Devaki, there's one other very famous wife of Vasudev. Who's that? See? Rohini, yeah. Mother of Balaram. So these are all relations of Krishna. They're not mundane relationships. Now actually in one sense we're all related to Krishna. I mean even physically, even on the bodily way. Because Krishna is Aham Bija Pradapita. He is the seed-giving father of all living beings. So maybe very distant relation, but we're all related. But spiritually, we're very closely related. So let us develop our spiritual relationship with Krishna. All right, I'll finish there. If there are any questions, I'll take questions.
She says, Krishna's body is purely spiritual. But from him, Brahma came. What about Brahma? Is Brahma also having a spiritual body?
Is Brahma having a spiritual body? Well, that Brahma is considered part of this material world, so his body is considered a material body, but he's a very spiritual personality, so from that point of view, it could be considered spiritual.
So Brahma is a
The material energy comes from the spiritual energy. It's not necessarily that everything that from the spiritual energy, everything that comes must be spiritual. The material means it's of a lesser quality. Material means it's of a lesser quality. Everything comes from Krishna. But not everything is equal to Krishna. That is the misunderstanding of the Mayavadis. In one sense, everything is non-different from Krishna. But if we only stress the non-difference, then we become caught in foolishness. If we say that everything is all the same, then there's no difference. You may be hungry, but you can say, well, there's no difference between the food being outside my body or inside my body, therefore there's no need to eat. It's a completely impractical philosophy. Unless we recognize that we are servants of Krishna, then there's no question of ras or loving exchange, which is the, you could say, the reward of spiritual life or the objective, ultimately.
So, I'm going to get in the Parishan and Ra, Krishna, the original from Anba. Now, Krishna, the Thunder, in the Pindamandala, in the Anbinam, Vishnuya.
Husband, wife,
So she says, Maharaj said, husband and wife should not live together, not be together, because there will be one day at that time. Then how should they live?
Well, I said there can be in Vanaprastha life that they live together. Oh, in Grihasa, as long as the children are there, then the husband and wife generally live together. As long as children are there, generally the as long as the children are unmarried, then generally the parents stay together. But then after that, they should consider becoming detached. That means Vanaprastha life. Vanaprastha life. In Krishna consciousness, that means that they put their attention on spiritual life instead of material life. Now, that may be, it may be that the husband leaves home and then comes back after some time, and the wife stays at home doing more Krishna conscious activities. Or they may together visit holy places or whatever. But the point is that they should realize that now we're coming towards the end of our lives, and we should act in such a way that at the time of death we can remember Krishna. And if they stay together, they should do so only for Krishna consciousness, not for cultivating mundane attachment.
So when we go out in this world, people make funny remarks about us, about Devakanda, other things. Under such circumstances, how should we think? Should we be proud that we are devotees of Krishna? Or should we just
No, we should be very happy that we have the opportunity to identify with the devotees of Krishna. We should be sorry for the people who cannot appreciate that. Means the avatar in the form of sound.
So,
means the name of Krishna.
And the Krishna name.
And the Shastra.
And the?
Shastra.
Shastra. Shastra is Krishna name. We are now only avatar. And the Krishna name.
Why don't you say it out loud? Then again, he has to say, and then it.
Chanting, chanting, even sales,
chanting kuda selfie mukkiyam kuda
sevai
enna va sevai
ella sentence
mukkiyam
sevai adha nera vandu andha nera vandu sevai mudikka pora appa nera na naan nikkiradhu vandu sevai senja nal prachana decision me sariya
he says he gives more importance to doing service than chanting. So he, when he is doing service, he feels it's better than chanting. Is it correct?
All things are required. It's important that we also develop a taste for chanting. Don't neglect either. Yeah, but this is not a term that we use very often. Where did she hear this? Yeah, but it's like I say, it's not a term that we use. It's not commonly used part of our theology. The more common term is apurusheya for shastra. Means it's not from anything of this material world. All right, we'll finish there. Have a question? All right. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki.